Well, I would like to just say good morning to everyone. And, you know, today's kind of an interesting day. It marks daylight savings time. Tonight, we're all going to move our clocks forward 1 hour, unless we're in Arizona, I guess. But I like that idea where it says spring ahead an hour. And spring, new growth. I just stepped outside and for the first time this year, I just heard a lot of birds out there. It's just a lot of things that we can see that just signify new life, new growth. I think we're going to see a lot more of that. And I like the idea of the extra hour of daylight. And I just kind of was thinking while we're on this call to be talking about extra hour because we have a Nikan savings time also, and I think one of the most profound things as far as saving time is actually they talked about not getting any more time, but I believe we can get more time because I really believe, and I've seen these products over the years actually add extra time to a person's life. I really believe that. I believe one of my favorite thoughts that I heard from a Dr. Jerry Middleman years ago, he said, may you never know what you're preventing. And I just know we're preventing a lot of things and helping other people. Also time, when you think about getting extra time, I think another thing as far as time is the quality of the time that we do have. And I really believe that Nikan certainly in my life's experience has just given me much more quality time. I kind of think of Nikan as a sort of a time machine or a time leverage machine where I remember a lot of times in my life I had jobs I really didn't like and I was giving my time to someone else for hours doing something I didn't want to do. And I think one of the greatest gifts is being able to get the money making thing out of the way to leverage income through the marvelous power of the Nikan compensation plan so we can have more time because of the products giving us more health and quality and perhaps being able to better direct our time. And I think that's a fundamental thing, that just this feeling that we want to direct our own lives. That's one of the great thrills. And along that line, I was just reading in a magazine, Success Magazine, this month, John Maxwell talks about, he just says that in the end, it isn't what you think about, talk about, or intend to do that shapes your life that you lead. It is what you actually do each day that determines your future. And how you spend your time is how you use your life. And then he quotes the psychotherapist, Charles Spisano, who wrote, he said, you don't really pay for things with dollars and cents. You pay for them with time. And so, anyway, I hope on this call you'll get your money's worth, and I really believe if you do Nikan, that's a way to get your money's worth as well. And along that line, we titled this talk something I think is kind of an interesting thought that I got from my friend Jim Starnes years ago. Jim has been a bank president, very into finance and everything, and his wife Betty joined Nikan, and Jim kind of looked back a little skeptical, and he says, well, he says, I'll believe when I see a significant check. And as a banker, he said that the definition of a significant check is a check that's got a comma. And if you've gotten a check from Nikan that has a comma in it, I'm sure you can agree that can be significant. And, you know, there's a lot of ways of earning income. And one of the most fascinating things is, as you look around in the United States and Canada, you know, in the free world, I just want to say that there's nothing that just is more fascinating as far as enterprise is just this idea. How do so many people, they're just immigrants coming in, maybe from Iran or someplace, and they have nothing or almost nothing, and how do they become wealthy? And of course, they work really hard and save. They were brave enough to borrow and take risks, and they just kept at it. look at all of the different opportunities out there, and not just in earning income, but also the feeling of waking up every morning excited about going to do something that's important. And I really believe that something that Daniel Pink said, that one of our great things that we're looking for is purpose. And he says it's the yearning to do what we do in the service of something larger than ourselves. And also he talks about that there's a desire to get better, at something that matters. And in that context, there's so many different things. And I really like to look at NECAN as just a way to apply my energy. And of course, when I'm putting that in, I want to look at potential return. And the thing I love about this business is usually there's a potential loss. Most businesses that start, they're gone in a few years. And I've tried that before, and that's not too fun. And the thing I love about this business is there's really no downside. And there's really not a big capital outlay. It's just going out and learning, gaining skill as you do a few basic things. And then the powerful idea is that you can teach this to others and make it duplicate. And so on this call, as we mark a daylight savings time, and maybe hopefully mark this thought that all of us can get better, and this idea of doing NECAN as a business, one of the most fundamental ideas here is that people will join you when you become the right person. And so we'd like to talk a little bit about that. But if you want to develop wealth, the way to do it is through your own business. Certainly, if you're investing things, one of the things I think about is just passive investments. That's not much there. There's such an amazing, wonderful kind of multiplying force in our profession of network marketing. It's not just a 10 or 20 times return, which once in a while you'll hear somebody that hits it big in the stock market or whatever. But here's something where imagine a 200 or a 400 or even a 2,000 times return. You're not going to find that normally, especially with a way where you can gain skill sets and do it so quickly and so predictably. Our profession is already, it's something that's kind of interesting. It's over 70 years old. If you look at Nutrilite, that started in the 40s, later other companies. And over those 70 years, there's actually thousands of people who have become millionaires and many, many more who have developed appreciable income. As Jim Starnes talks about, have received significant checks. Become thousandaires. And so I would like you to think about how you can make money in the NECAN business. And you've probably, if you are on the call here, perhaps you've been in the business a while, and if you've been in the business very long at all and presented it to people, you're certain to have gotten the question, well, how can I make money? What do I need to do to make money? And one of the things that occurred to me way back in 1976 when I was first introduced to this wonderful world, I had something happen to me that has forever changed the direction of my life. I was at a meeting and somebody brought in a board and started drawing circles. And I'd never even considered that before. I was fascinated. In fact, I couldn't sleep that night, and I still get excited about it. And if all of you, if you could get a piece of paper, just a blank piece of paper and a pen or pencil, I'd like to show you how you can make $1,000 a month in the NECAN business. And while we're doing that, is there Laura on the phone with me? And Molly?
I am here.
Yep. Oh, okay, awesome. In fact, let's start with Molly. I'd just like to share just an idea that's kind of neat. Would you tell your story how you, I met you just last summer. You were launching your business. some neat things are happening, and also maybe talk about the new incentive that Nikan has just while everybody's getting their piece of paper and pen.
I'd love to, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on here. I have loved Nikan. It was love at first sight. That was over 16 years ago. And my journey took a lot of twists and turns and hurdles and pitfalls and all that. And I was a little bit chagrined that I couldn't get things up and going, but timing just wasn't right. And, it was almost a year ago, I started feeling the call to do Nikan. And it was very clear to me that it was what God wanted me to do. It was where He wanted me to put my efforts. I have 5 children. My youngest is now 7. And my oldest just left to serve a 2-year mission for our church. And he had told me that about a year ago, I really want to do Nikan with you, Mom. And I thought about it, and sure enough, that was what I felt was right. I just felt that call to do it. And so we started working together, and he reached the level of silver in October, was super excited. And he was able to build up over those several months enough residual income to pay for his expenses for his mission. And I love that because most people traditionally get a job to build up the money to pay for it, but he will actually get a check every month while he's gone that will pay for his mission. And it'll keep coming when he gets back, which is pretty exciting. So I have been really grateful for that call, and the time is now. It's a different world for me, whether that's changing on my own part or because people all around us have changed and are actually looking for us now. That wasn't the case 16 years ago. And it's pretty exciting. It's really exciting. So, is that what you wanted me to share at this point? And
sure. And then also, you mentioned that I guess it was about a month ago now, but you called and said you were real excited because you were getting people on your 5th level. So
right.
It really works.
It does. It really does. And I have a huge testimony of AutoShip too. Would you like me to share that now or later?
Oh, let's do that later. Let's go in.
Okay.
Everybody's got their piece of paper. Okay, we're going to launch your business, and if you could put just in the middle of the piece of paper, draw a box, and that's your business. Now, every business, in order to even justify being in business, you're moving a product or service, and I think all of us on the call are very familiar with just how amazing our products are. And as me, as a veteran of, since 1976, so what's that, a lot of years in network market, I've seen a lot of companies, and I've never seen a product that is just so amazing and life-changing as the products that Nikan has. And if you kind of think about it, one of the things that really gives you a stability and just solid residual income is a product. And of all the products I've seen, this is a good test right here. Is your product good enough to, for people to continue to purchase even without a compensation plan? How many people would continue to buy your products if they didn't get paid? And I think having a product that's just so fantastic, as an example, the Kenzen Vital Balance, it's actually, for most people, probably revenue neutral, or maybe even they'll save money being on it because it's actually just redirecting your food budget. On top of that, you're getting just a whole broad spectrum of new nutrients added to your diet that you probably weren't getting before. And over again, I'm having people just love what it does to their mind and their body and how they feel. And they just say, I'm never going to stop taking. I'm going to take it every day, including myself. And so that would be an ideal product. And so we're just going to talk about just the idea of going out, sharing this with people, and some of them will want to buy the product, and they'll continue to buy the product. You know, some other advantages we have is so many products. And so, you know, if you sell a sleep system or whatever, that's icing on the cake. But if you kind of just look at this as, I want to be very believable. If you decided to consistently go out and talk to people, could you create an income stream of purchases, and that would be including your own purchases, of $500 a month? Is that realistic? I believe it is. I do quite a bit more myself. In fact, our auto ship is pretty close to that, just personally. And you know, there's a lot of folks out there that have pharmaceutical bills that are that much a month and more. And we found a lot of people that their own individual purchases, they love what it does, and they're just using Nican instead of drugs, which I think is a pretty good way to go. So $500. Now, if you can build a business that's consistently moving $500 of product, I'll bet you there's other people that could too. And if you go out and share Nican with three other people that choose to build businesses also, and let's think, looking at that center circle, at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 6 o'clock around that circle, if you can just imagine you have three businesses, and so to draw three boxes, and they're going to duplicate you. They're just going to do 500 a month consistently in volume. It could be more, might be less. The big thing is we're looking for three people that want to build a business, not just a customer, but somebody that is joining you in the attempt to build a business. Along the way, you'll have some more customers, and you'll probably even get more volume than 500. And the power of this business is this idea of duplication, where everyone who joins, immediately they can go into management and start building predictable home-based businesses, enjoy tax advantages, all kinds of benefits, get product at wholesale, and get those involved. So you have three, and Rick Murphy has a good slogan, teach three to reach three. And so that's exactly what we're doing. And we could talk about the packs. We could talk about the bonuses that are available. As an example, right now, there's a neat bonus that Molly mentioned. She's got a new person that has got 400 Nican bucks already from signing up people onto AutoShip. Some pretty neat things. But just looking at this independent, just this product, repeat AutoShip, 500 a month is going. You have three people, they have three people. That means that you have three groups now that are doing 2,000 a month, if you can see that right there. So you have three people, 2,000 a month, three times two is six. So if you just kind of keeping that static, let's assume nobody's bringing in new people, nobody's leaving, everybody's just at 500. At that point right there, you have a 6,000 a month business. Well, actually 65, including the 500 that you're continuing to do. If you do that two consistent months, you would be a silver if you're not already. The big thing I want to look at is if you were a silver, and of course life begins at silver in the Nican business, and if you build this kind of a organization, you will be a silver. But how much money would you make as a silver if you had that organization there? Just three people who have three people. If you add that up, that's $6,000 in volume. And as a silver, you qualify for 20%. In this illustration, you have three senior legs who get 5%, leaving you 15%. So 15% of $6,000 is $900. And then if you're looking at the 500 that you're still doing, as a silver, you get 20% of your 500, which is 100. So if you add 900 to the 100, there's $1,000. And that, to me, is really exciting, because I believe if you can show people how to make $1,000 and they believe they could do it, they'll get in. And if they are earning $1,000, they're going to stay in. Now, here's the thought. We don't need to go into Royal Diamonds or anything like that at this time. I would get lost if I was looking at it the first time, but just this illustration right here, that's something that you can actually, inside your mind, you can grasp three people. That's something you can do, and then teach them to do that, and that's it. $1,000 a month. And if you can make $1,000 a month, just do more of the same, and you could make $2,000. And of course, as you know, NICAN pays more levels down, and as it progresses, amazing things can happen at this point. And so the whole idea really is just to gain a belief in the products, in the goodness and the mission of NICAN, and then just go do it. Now, one of the things that I think is real critical, and we hear about this all the time, and NICAN, is humans being more, that what this business is all about is not just product, but just helping people realize their potential greatness. Because we all have probably thought about this or even seen it in action, that the two people might say the same words and do the very same things with entirely different results. And also, not just the same words, but, you know, words do matter, and it's really critical that we can say as right a thing as possible. I've heard it said that it's very hard to be just absolutely brilliant spontaneously all the time, and so one of the big things is scripting. But first, more than anything, we just need to believe that this is a good product, that this is a good company. And then the next thing is kind of the starting point would be not just belief, but then desire. In fact, a burning desire that just you really want to do this, just resolutely, ardently, simply will not let the fire go out. The next thing I love about this type of business is that training and support is freely available. All of you guys have people in your upline that care about you and want you to succeed. Get a hold of them. And so you must be willing to be coachable and be part of the team. NICAN is not a business that's a do-it-by-yourself program. Don't be a lone ranger. Get plugged in with people that you can see that are actually successful and learn to do what they're doing. Become just absolutely brilliant in the basics. And if you're plugged in with people that match your personality and style, their heart is your heart, and they're successful, then just do what they do, and you'll get the same results. And then just go to work. That's what it is. Just not just go to work, but just think, you know, I'm gonna really see how fast I can run with this. Go the extra mile. And just run for all you can. Now, Laura, are you on the phone? Is Laura there?
I'm here, Dave.
Oh, Laura, this is what I'd like to do, and I have this on magneticleaders.com/blog, but it's basically a script, and it works pretty good. You can use other things if you want, but I would try this if you can. It's pretty effective. And so what I'd like you to do is just kind of do a little bit of role play.
Okay.
And so let's say Laura and I have known each other. As an example, you're a massage therapist, and let's say I had a session with you and we got talking a little bit, and then let's just kind of go into it from there. Is that all right?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay, so let's say I called you back, and so the phone just rang, and so you answered the phone, and I say, "Hey, Laura."
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave Johnson. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Oh, doing really good. Hey, listen, do you have a couple of minutes right now?
Yeah, I've got a few minutes.
Oh, great. Anyway, I was just really impressed, first off with the massage, but also that you really, really care about people, and Also, just kind of watching how you work your day and everything, you seem like a really ambitious person. And also, just in the business, I've noticed you've got some good integrity. And with your background, I found that people with your background do really well in our business. And I'm calling to ask if you would consider going into business with me.
Okay, well, what is the business about?
Are you familiar with the term energy medicine? I suspect you are.
I am a little bit, yes.
Okay. Dr. Oz, I don't know if you've followed much of his programming. He's a pretty capable cardiologist, but he's fascinated with just the whole idea of health and wellness, and he explores all the avenues on television shows. And he, looking at everything, he said that energy medicine is the next big thing. He also stated that the energy medicine is the future of all medicines. And that to me is high praise indeed. And why I wanted to talk to you is there's an energy medicine product that's already done well over $1 billion in Japan, and I've got the opportunity to help bring it here to the North American market. And we feel that it's a multi-billion-dollar product. It's a business person's dream. You know, just imagine having something that I believe everybody needs. Nobody has it yet, and they can only get it from us. And what I'd like to do is introduce you to a business partner, and we could just let you see what this is all about. It'd take about 20 minutes. But okay. It's Saturday morning right now. Is there sometime maybe Tuesday afternoon or probably just about any time Wednesday where we could meet and just you'd have about maybe 20 minutes and we could just kind of show you what it's all about and see if this would be a fit, if we could work together on this?
Okay, yeah, I could meet you Tuesday. I have a lunch hour we could meet.
Okay. Now, that's basically what I do over and over again, and if you use that script, almost always you can make appointments. And if you just kind of think of steps at a time, and the first step is just to meet somebody, gather information, listen to them, and think of why you would want them in the business, and then contact them. And the thing I love about using it this way is think sincerely why you would want them in the business and then offer those as sincere compliments. So even if they say no, you're able to spread a little bit of sunshine. And so that's pretty fun. But my friend Vigo, are you on the phone?
I am.
Okay. Let's say we just got together and so I'm going to introduce you, and then I'm just going to let you take over from here. But, hey, Laura, this is my friend Vigo, and he's a really, really dear friend. But the thing I really like about him in a practical sense of being a business partner is for 40 years, he's been successfully involved in business. He loves business. He loves people. He's actually helped four companies start up and move on to become Inc. 500 companies, so he's familiar with billion-dollar companies, and we feel this is going to be number five, and we are so excited. But Vigo, I'd like to introduce you to Laura. She's an amazing massage therapist. If you need a massage, give her a call first. Also, I really believe she could be really good in our business, and I think we could work well together. But Vigo, if you could just talk to her a little bit and explain what we're doing and just kind of see if this might fit for everybody.
Sure. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you all located?
We're in Greeley, Colorado.
Greeley, Colorado. So that'd be kind of tough for me to come up here and get a massage, wouldn't it?
Might be, just a little.
I'm in Salt Lake, Utah.
We're just pretending.
So how long have you been a massage therapist?
I've been a massage therapist for 5 years.
5 years? Excellent.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to the school in Lakewood, Colorado.
Okay. Excellent. Do you you have a family?
I do. I have a little girl. She's 5 years old. And she's awesome, and I love her to death. And then I have all my siblings, and my parents are here in Greeley, too, so we're all pretty close. Except for my little sister, she's about to move to South Carolina, North Carolina.
Pretty close-knit family, then.
Very close-knit.
Well, Dave has invited you to be on a call with us about being a business partner with him.
And right.
I was wondering if I could ask you a few questions.
Okay.
First of all, is there anything in your life you'd like to change?
My time. I would like to have four kids and be a stay-at-home mom.
I could be a stay-at-home mom, have more kids.
Yeah, have more time to be with my family.
Okay. And so I can't give you more than 24 hours, but what you're saying is basically having more freedom of time, right, to do what you want to do when you want to do it.
Exactly.
And what's one thing that would take to be able to make that, to give you more time?
More money?
Money?
Okay. So if I could pay my bills, I would be able to, you know, without having to go to work, and I could stay at home.
Okay. So that you'd like to stay at home, still have enough money to pay your bills, be able to stay at home, be with your family, have some more children, right?
Yeah, maybe go on vacation here and there.
You like vacations?
Oh, of course, who doesn't?
Okay. So what are you doing now to make all that happen?
Right now, well, I'm working as a massage therapist. I've had a business for 4 years, and it's very successful. It's growing and growing, and it's a bit of a challenge. I love it. It's fun, and I learn something new every day, but it's taking a lot of time.
And as it grows, you're only one person, right?
I'm only one person.
You can only grow and do so much, and then pretty soon you're going to have reached a limit of what you can do.
Exactly.
Okay. Is there anything else big in your life you'd like to change?
Well, I'd like to help other people if I could. If I had enough money, then I would help my family. My biggest dream is to be able to buy a house for each one of my siblings.
Buy a house for each one of your siblings. That would probably take some money, huh?
Perfect.
Yeah, Dave mentioned that you really care about people and being a massage therapist, I can understand what that is. So, let me just ask you, if I could show you a way, better still, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you want to be able to have more time and more freedom to be with your kids?
Oh, maybe like a 15?
Okay. And so staying at home, is that still around a 15 also?
Absolutely.
And going on vacations with your family, when you wanted to go on vacations, what would that be?
Where would it be?
Yeah, how would life be different if you're able to go on vacations whenever you wanted to?
Oh, yeah, that would be like a 10 for sure.
Okay.
Family's a little more important than vacation.
And how about instead of you helping more people all the time, but teach other people to help other people? What would you put?
How would you do that?
That you would rock?
I'm sorry?
What did you say? That would rock if you could teach other people to help other people?
Rock?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it would rock. Yeah, it would absolutely rock.
Good.
How would I teach other people? I'm training a massage therapist now, and I've worked with some other therapists before, and it's been a little difficult trying to get them to see my vision.
Right. I understand that. So if you could show people a vision that you were working in our business with Dave, and be able to help people to do the same thing, that'd still be a 10 for you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, Laura, if I could show you a way that you could do these things, have more time to spend with your family, be able to have some money to get off out of debt and pay off bills, be able to go on vacations when you want to, be able to help more people, as you are a very caring person. Is there any reason why we couldn't go forward?
No. Then I guess I have much to talk.
Okay.
Financially, well, I'm not a millionaire.
That is an excellent question. How much would it cost? Because that shows me that you really understand business, and Dave has picked a good business partner. What I can tell you this is, if I can't show you what you can do and able to reach these goals and dreams, it won't cost you anything. Okay?
Okay.
Good. Well, one of the things we do is we help people build independent businesses. You have a piece of paper and pencil there?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like you to do just draw a box anywhere on the piece of paper.
Okay.
Now, in that box, I'd like you to put 500. That represents being able to market a product, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a minute, of $500 a month. And we have found that people can do that through their own consumption within their home, but also by having some friends purchase the product, and talk a little bit more about that. The other nice thing about this, because you're in business, you get an opportunity to have over 400 tax deductions.
Okay.
Okay. Now, once you've gotten good at building your own business, we're going to help you train others to do the same thing. So I'd like you to draw 3 boxes somewhere on the paper.
Okay.
Put $500 in each one of those, because we'll teach them how to do the same thing.
Okay.
They'll get tax advantages. And now I want you to draw a line from each one of those boxes back to your box, to your business.
Okay.
What that line stands for is you get a percentage or an override of the businesses that you and Dave helped build.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'd like to do is to draw 3 boxes around the first 3 boxes that you did.
For each box, I need 3 boxes?
Yep. Draw lines to them.
Okay.
And also, they'll put 500 in each one of those boxes. We can show you how you do that. And by following that system, not only would you get 400 tax deductions, you'd be getting a percentage or an override of all those businesses. So let me ask you, how many businesses would you like to have an override on?
How much would it, I would like to have at least $5,000 a month, so how would I calculate that?
Okay, that's a good question. So, you understand that you would have to have a lot of businesses, so the question is, you would like to have a lot of businesses so you can receive that $5,000 a month, correct?
Right.
Okay, we'll show you how you can do that. If you can do this, what I just showed you on the paper that you just drew for yourself, growing your business, that right there would generate an extra $1,000 a month.
Just having three people and having three
people, correct. And that can continually grow, and we can teach you more about that as you go forward, okay? Now, the products that we have, you can't do anything without products, and our company that we've chosen is Beacon. And Dave happened to mention to me that he talked to you a little bit about energy medicine. And we have got thousands of testimonies of people who have been helped by our product. And you being a massage therapist, you can understand the importance of helping people take responsibility for their own health. And we can teach people how to use these products and help themselves to also save money on their medical expenses, but also to help you generate your business. Do you have any questions for me? Did I lose you?
I was lost, but now I'm found.
Our products are energy medicine, and they cover air, water, sleep, nutrition. And those are the basic elements that everyone needs in life. Being a massage therapist, you understand that. And we have products that cover all of those areas. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I guess I would like to know more about the products and how they work.
Okay. More about the products. All right, and we can teach you about that. What other questions do you have for me?
I guess, when can we meet to talk about it?
Okay, good. Well, can I ask you 3 questions first, and then we'll decide if we want to go forward here as business partners. Is that all right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Laura, you know, you can do nothing, and life is going to stay the same. We can never get together, and you'll just go on, and that's great, and we'll support you in that decision. Well, you can learn more about the products and working with Dave, and you couldn't pick a better partner. Talk about the products, understand what they do for people, how they're able to help people, and be able to also become a preferred customer if you prefer. Or you can become a business partner with Dave, and you couldn't find a better person to start with, and he can teach you how to build a business successfully, be able to use the products, train others how to use the products, so that you can train others to build businesses. You get the tax deductions, and by building these other businesses, you can receive that override. And he can even show you pretty soon how you can get up to $5,000 a month so that you can do these things that you want to do, spend more time with your family, be able to have money to pay off your bills and be able to stay home, go on vacations when you want to, and also start putting money aside to buy homes for your siblings. Which of those two would you prefer?
All of the above.
All of the above? Great. Well, again, like I said, you couldn't pick a better partner than Dave Johnson to work with, and Dave will do whatever he has to do, and I'll be there to support you also to make sure that you can build a successful, predictable business.
Wonderful. I'm excited. I really am. I'm very excited to learn more.
Great. Thank you for your time, Laura.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, maybe to give people some things to think about. Vigo, I think one of the breakthroughs that you offer is rather than just call a whole bunch of people and just talk to anybody that'll fog a mirror, you talk about this idea of who would you really like to have as a business partner and why. And you actually have a form on that. And then I think another thing is finding people that have a dream and identifying that and showing them a way to achieve that. And then just having everything uniform that moves along so that it becomes predictable. And that's kind of exciting. Predictable is a good thing. If you went to a bank and said, hey, I need to borrow some money for starting a business. I love your lake and river story. Could you maybe just do that, those little thoughts to close?
Sure. Yeah. Well, first of all, is Laura, are you still on?
I am.
How'd you feel about that interview?
I felt really good about that. You guys, it was very, it wasn't forced upon. You asked me a lot of questions. You got to know me a little bit and what I really wanted in life, and it made me feel comfortable to talk with you.
Okay, what's also nice about that, Dave also now knows those things, so he knows what to talk about to help you reach goals that you and I talked about, the 115s and 10s on.
Awesome.
But the importance of the ABC call code. So thank you. Yeah, Dave, you're talking about the I have a lot of people that come to me all the time with great business ideas. Like one of my favorite shows is called Shark Tank, and people go on there and present business plans and things like that. So I have people come to me all the time saying, hey, Vigo, let's invest in this company together, and we're going to just do it, and I project that we'll do $1 million in business in the next 3 years or whatever. And I say, well, that's great. I can see the lake, but tell me about the river that feeds the lake. Tell me about the stream that feeds the river. Tell me about the raindrops that feed the stream. And they say, well, I don't understand what you mean. I said, well, you've shown me the big lake, but you haven't given me a plan to show me how you can start with the raindrops, that's what we got to start at, and build to get a stream that'll start feeding the river to the day that we can be a lake. Show me that, and then I'll have an opportunity to be a lake. They do not know where to start. They've got the big dream, they've got the idea, they've got the product, they think they've got the business, they can't show me how they're going to start it. And the beautiful thing about being in Negan, we can start people off with raindrops very, very quickly by teaching them their own business, then be able to teach them how to help other people do the same thing, work towards being thousand errors. That's feeding the stream. Then teach them to teach others how to do that. That's your river. And then once you've got the river flowing, the lake fills. Is that what you're asking for, Dave?
Yeah, that's cool. The other thing is I've noticed you actually have a sheet of paper, and when you ask these wants and needs, you write them down, and so you actually create files on the people that you're planning on working with, and that's got some value. Maybe talk about that, and also maybe some other, anything else you'd like to finish up with?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of systems out there. I built my system around the same systems that I used to build the multi-million-dollar companies. That's what it's built on. I believe people cannot be successful without a plan. Most people don't know how to plan, especially when they start their own business. And I've got a program on that. Go to getvigo.com. The sheet you're talking about is free on my website. GetVigo, that's GetVigo.com/mstrides, because there's some specials there for people in Negan. But you can get for free my needs, wants, and goals questions. Those are the same questions that I just asked Laura. Now I can do it. And I've used that for over 40 years, and I've done it with multimillionaires, corporations, everything. I've got to find out what people want. Because we are in this network marketing industry, we are solution providers. And I can't provide a solution until I know what the problem or what they want. And so that sheet's free and available to anybody that wants to go to getvigo.com/mstrike.
All right. Well, let's see. Have you got a couple of minutes, or do you think we've exhausted everybody already?
I can take some time.
All callers are unmuted. All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing *6.
If anybody's got maybe a couple of questions, just push *6 and you'll unmute yourself.
No, Mama. No, Mama.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What's that website about the M-Strides again that you didn't have a chance to write it down?
Oh, okay. It's GetVigo. VIGGO.com/mstrides.
VIGGO, okay.
Yeah, make sure you put the word get in front of it.
So getvigo.com/mstrides.
Yeah. And then magneticleaders.com/blog if you want the script that I used when I approached Laura.
So magneticleaders.com/blog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thanks.
You bet.
Hey Dave, Paul Gabios here. I've got a question for you and Vigo. So in the system that you talked about with $500 a month in volume, to get the 6,000 we need 12 people. And then, of course, our own 500 brings it to 6,500. So if somebody were to do that in the month, in 1 month, so they find three who teach three, that'll give them the 12. But then they want to go silver. They're up to 6,500. In the second month, do they just do that again, teach, find a new three, and have those teach three, or do they try to have something happen where those 12 duplicate? It's never an either-or situation, but when somebody wants to go silver, they kind of want to take complete control and just get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you think it, what, okay, we're up to 6,500, okay, how do we get the rest done?
That's a really, really good question. If it was me, if I looked at that, and this is just a situation again where those three are people that want to build a business.
Yeah.
And if you've got three people that want to build a business, and how I test that is they're calling me. They're giving me names. We're actually doing what we just did this morning in role play. They're actually really doing this. Well, that would probably keep me pretty busy if I had three people. And so the next month I might not need to go find three more. It'd be, let me help these three people get three people. And, the thing that's fascinating, I mentioned at the beginning of the call about, you know, these thousands of people who have become millionaires and then many, many more people who are making $1,000 or $2,000 a month or whatever. They all have something in common. Every one of them to just every single one. If you look at their business, what they have is two, sometimes three people, and that's their whole business.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally four, but mostly it's two or three people, and that's 99% of their volume. And of course, what they did is they got those two or three people, they taught them how to find two or three people. Another thing that's interesting is of all of these people that are making all this money, or somebody that's making $5,000 a month, whatever it is, if you look at their business, they have two or three people, and fully 75 to 80% of that income is from one person. And so you don't need to recruit the world. You need to recruit enough people to find the two or three people that are your key people. And then what you want to do is in each one of those legs of two or three people is build personal relationships with several people. As an example, if you had four committed people, and let's say you had four people inside of each of those legs that you were really seriously committed with and had personal coaching and relationships, 4 times 4 is 16, that would be manageable. And if you had that, you would not only have the foundation of 1,000 income a month or more, but you'd have it all laid out to becoming an Econ millionaire, because the only difference is the depth of it. So the thing is finding two or three people, and that's pretty much all it is. And then helping them do the same thing and getting the thing to replicate. It's just one of the astonishing ideas of just the accumulation that occurs once that happens. That's why I was so excited when I mentioned about Molly getting on the fifth level, because that means the business has gained a life of its own, that it's actually producing beyond her personal efforts. It's actually doing something by itself, and that's one of the most wonderful thrills you'll get in this life, is creating something that exists on its own with its own energy. Ooh, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, that was great. And so I see this, you know, we can introduce people to everything, rollouts and all of that, but then what happens is, okay, well, how do I get started? I don't have that much. So they start with this sort of auto ship sort of thing, and then in time, you know, water systems, sleep systems, all of that kicks in, and oh, it's amazing. It just grows, but it's nice to have this little piece.
Yeah, if you could just introduce people with a sizzle of the M strides, because you have almost instant, consistent, dramatic benefit, and it's fun to talk about. People are curious, so you go and see them. The business model, get everybody on Vital Balance, maybe Jay Greenzymes for AutoShip, and then as their life changes because of the introduction of energy and good nutrition, they're going to look at other things, and all of a sudden you get a bed, icing on the cake. But fascinatingly, you know, a bed, you know, that's fun to sell, a couple of thousand dollars, but just that drip, 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 that accumulation of, say, as an example, Vital Balance. Let's say a husband and wife are both on it. That can actually be more volume in a year or so than the sleep system. But we get both and all of the other diverse products. So it just builds a big, strong economic foundation for your business. Once you build the network, then we've got the best products in the world to put through it.
Thank you very much, Dave. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Dave, this is Michelle. I have a question for you. That was actually my upline is it's Paul, who was just on the call, and he's awesome. And what I want to ask is, you were mentioning about people, you know, you don't want to just talk to anybody or whatever. What would you say if someone was really wanting to go forth with this business and make it their career? What advice would you give about looking for people who are looking, and where would you go to find, you know, how do you evaluate that?
That sounds like, is that Vigo, are you there?
I'm here.
How would you answer that?
Well, one of the things that, again, that I put in my system is you actually have a sheet that people fill out called a pre-assessment sheet on why they want to be in business with these people, what their questions are, like what are their integrity, do they do what they say they're going to do, do they have the money to be able to start, are they influential, those kind of questions, and then share that with your A. They now know who they're talking to, and then from there it makes it much more professional, like I was doing with Laura. I got all this information that David talked about her, and I was able to talk about it. So that's the key, is finding out what they want. It's amazing when you start filling out the assessment sheet, you begin to realize maybe I don't want to be in business with this person.
Okay, so you actually fill out the assessment sheet as somebody who wants to get into business with this person, potentially.
With your A, and then together you guys can decide what's the best way. Again, I believe in scripts, and I've got scripts that are in my system that teach you how to talk to people, how to invite them to that business meeting, similar to what they did with Molly. I mean, with Laura, about being a business partner.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Anybody else? Here's your chance. Well, I think we had a good call. It got me excited. And again, go.
Hey, this is Bob Loken in Minnesota. I'm driving right now. Is there any way that you could put that out in an email, so the information, website?
Yes, I could do that. And also we'll record this call and post that so you can listen to it again. And this kind of stuff, if you listen to it again, study it, make it part of you, and then just put it to action, It'll happen. The timing's right. We have an immeasurable market. There's so many good people out there looking for what we have. And so let's go change the world, everybody. So glad that you're on our team. And we all know we can do a little bit more. Let's do it. Raise the bar. Spring forward with Nikken savings and money time. So take care, everybody.
Thank you very much.